Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The state Supreme Court has ruled that a convict who poses no demonstrable threat to the public can't be barred from parole just because of the awful facts of the crime that put her behind bars. Sandra Davis Lawrence spent more than 23 years in prison for murdering her lover's wife. She went on to earn 2 degrees and set up a model tutoring program. But Schwarzenegger denied her release, as governors have done for the vast majority of paroles granted by the sentencing board over the last 20 years. USC law professor Michael Brennan represents Lawrence.
Governors are making political decisions. That has nothing to do with granting parole to people who should be paroled once you demonstrate you've been rehabilitated.
The court's 4-3 ruling could affect nearly 1,000 parole cases now on appeal. The California Supreme Court yesterday denied a petition to review a lower court decision that Ray Manzarek and Robbie Krieger, keyboardist and guitarist of The Doors, are enjoined from performing, touring, promoting, and otherwise representing themselves as The Doors, or any other name that includes the words The Doors, unless they have the written consent of all the people who make up The Doors' partnership. The same goes for using the name, likeness, voice, or image of Jim Morrison. Manzarek and Krieger share ownership of The Doors' name with a third surviving band member and Morrison's successors. All of them have a veto right in partnership matters. In the state capitol yesterday, Daryl Steinberg was formally elected Senate President pro tem in a unanimous voice vote. Steinberg will become the first lawmaker from Sacramento to run the Senate since 1883. That's when he gets to assume office. That won't actually happen until November 30th, one day before Don Parada of Oakland is termed out. Steinberg told the Sacramento Bee he's not uncomfortable with the wait. He gets to watch while Parada grapples with a budget deadlock now in its 53rd day. Today we launch a series of weekly conversations about politics ahead of the November election. 8 to 10 million Latinos are expected to vote, many of them in California. Barack Obama and John McCain are pouring millions of dollars into courting those votes. Pilar Marrero is political editor of La Opinión, one of numerous Spanish-language media outfits that will cover the Democratic convention next week. Marrero says one of the biggest questions going into Denver is whether voters who set their hearts on Hillary Clinton are ready to refocus on Obama.
The thing with Latinos is they have known the Clintons for a long time. I mean, it's name recognition, it's relationship. And, you know, we can't deny the fact that for some Latinos, there's a racial issue. There is an element of they don't know Obama enough. They don't know the candidate. So I think they're moving towards Obama, but the question is, who's going to come out to vote? Are they going to be enthusiastic enough to really come out to vote, to really care? And that, it's something that we cannot tell by looking at the polls.
Whether it's Obama or, for that matter, McCain, it seems like the presidential contenders have got to be aware of a lot of different dividing lines within the Latino voting community.
You know, like everybody else, the Latino voting community is different. They come from different countries. They have different socioeconomic backgrounds and realities. And we have Latino business people who are more conservative economically and who would like what McCain has to offer. We have Latinos who are citizens and who are working class and who would probably be Democrats. And you have a lot of Latino independents. You know, here in California, the number of Latino independents that decline to state their party is growing like crazy. We also have religion in the mix. And McCain is looking hard at the Latino evangelicals because that was the group that gave Bush his edge, especially in 2004. And McCain is trying to do the same, but with the difference that this time Obama is also doing it.
McCain's campaign, though, has been doing a lot of reaching out to Latino military families. And as we know, there are a lot of Latino military families in California. But on the flip side, you've got a lot of Republicans who spent the last few years campaigning against the latest influx of Latino immigrants. Do you think that's going to stick to McCain?
Well, he's certainly trying very hard to remind Latinos that he was there from the beginning helping to push immigration reform. There's a lot of conflicting information. Like always in politics, there's, you know, all kinds of flip-flopping going about on both sides. And in this case, his surrogates are out there in the community telling people, hey, he was there with us when we needed him. Back in 2006, he was there pushing immigration reform. And people are going back and asking, well, he was, and he certainly has a long history of supporting immigration reform, but he's certainly not emphasizing that now to the mainstream, and he certainly didn't emphasize that during the primary. On the contrary, he seemed to move to the right on the issue during the primary. So he's using that past to try to remind people that he was there, and he might be successful among some people who remember. And also his military service. You know, Latinos are very proud participants in the military and heroes of war, and they have the most medals, the most honor medals in the wars, and they believe in service. So they will probably also take into account McCain's service. But on the other hand, the anti-war sentiment in the Latino community is very, very strong.
It's kind of a toss-up. There are so many different issues that really it depends on the individual voter what issue is foremost in the front of their minds as they go to the polls.
Absolutely. I think it's very foolish to try to predict how somebody's going to vote because there are so many considerations. 4 years ago, 8 years ago, some Latinos moved to the Republican Party due to the fact that Bush had some ties to Latinos. He was from Texas. He spoke a little Spanish, and he really campaigned among Latinos. This time around, the Republican Party is a damaged brand among Latinos, particularly because of the anti-immigrant issue and how some Republicans have played a very strong hand against immigrants and have seemed to paint all immigrants in the same light. Latinos do not see that line as clear as other people think, that line between legal and illegal, you know, because sometimes in the family there's some people who are citizens and there's some people who are waiting for the papers. For us, it's all our family, and we don't want to see our family treated in a way that is racist, in a way that is not what this country is all about. It's not what this country is supposed to be about.
Pilar Marrero, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Pilar Marrero is political editor for La Opinión. That's the California Report for Friday, August 22nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering from Howard Gelman, Seal Muller, and Jim Bennett. Molly Samuel directed the show. The interns are Jacob Fenston, Amanda Stupai, Josh Lehman, and Alexis Kenyon. The editors are Kat Snow and Dan Brecky. Our senior editor is Pat Flynn. The producer is Susie Racho. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer. Our news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Rachel Myra. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation for coverage of immigration issues throughout California, and the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, rating hospital quality in California, on the web at calhospitalcompare.org.